Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, my friends, time for What Would Deacon Do? Hallelujah!
Every once in a while, even when he's recovering from the norovirus, our very religious producer, Reverend Rob, is kind enough to help a listener who has found themselves in some kind of a moral dilemma and is not sure what the right way to act is. And this is a very interesting email. Weren't we just discussing marriages that are occurring on holidays?
Yes.
This is not really a holiday, but interesting that, this comes up. So okay. Here's the email that I received this week, and I will read it verbatim. My best friend is getting married on Valentine's Day.
Sucker.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Both he and his fiance have told me many times that they are both virgins. However, during the bridal shower, she told my wife that she wasn't one and was worried that he would find out.
Ah, you ho.
I think it's important to tell my buddy. My wife says that I can't break the confidence that she had in her.
It's in the vault.
Deacon do?
M-Y-O-B.
Come on, buddy. Well,
what
first would Deacon of all, do? You're totally going wrong getting married on Valentine's Day. Just think about that. If it goes haywire, which it already sounds like it's kind of, because we all know marriages are not based on keeping secrets. Usually you want to confide in one another. Those things. That's why I get so confused. People marry other people and they feel like they need to keep stuff from them when this is the person that should be the one that knows all your deepest and your darkest. But
need to know basis in many cases.
Oh, well, that's how people treat it.
Need to know basis.
And I'll tell you the other thing where you're going wrong. If you guys are even talking about kids, don't have them. Nope. I am telling you just from personal experience, when my 2016 ended by being vomited in my mouth and on my beard by my kid, is the end all. I don't know how civilization has progressed with people mating and having more kids because you have to take care of them all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
So
never
just
ends.
Consider that. That's my PSA for the week. But just think about Valentine's Day. It is forever ruined because if you stay married, you always have to do something big because now it has become like the super holiday that Hallmark wants it to be.
Right. And an anniversary on top of it.
Well, exactly. You know, I just thought about that. Guy's smart, doubling up.
Yeah.
One gift.
No,
one gift.
That doesn't work, guy.
Listen to who's saying that.
Right.
LB. Come on, buddy. No. This is why she wants it done, because now it's always like a trip with a gift or, you know, diamonds and da-da-da. She's trying to trick you, man. Move it to, like, the 15th or, you know, something like I can't really rattle off any other good holidays to get married on that you could pull.
President's Day,
you think?
No, there's a lot of great
how
deals.
Do you equate that with
businesses have a lot of great deals around President's Day?
She's going to
probably save some money as opposed to Valentine's Day. Well, they'll probably gouge you.
Yeah. She might not go for it.
President's Day, it's renowned for car buying. Yeah, right. She's going to want a car.
Or mattresses.
No.
Mattresses. That's cool.
I think you definitely go and tell your bro because it is.
Gonna backfire when you tell.
What's gonna backfire? Not gonna get married. That's the whole point.
No,
she's already keeping secrets from you, man.
The guy is going to go.
Oh no,
the guy's gonna go through with the wedding, and then you're gonna be the douche who told him about his wife, and the two of them are gonna gang up on you, and you're gonna be the odd man out. That's the way it happens in these things.
Isn't he gonna find out anyway when they consummate the marriage?
I don't know.
You seem to really know what you're doing.
He's a surgeon, so it's, I mean,
she comes out of the bathroom with a ball gag.
I know they have medical procedures now.
They do.
But right.
Isn't it possible they're both lying?
Yeah,
I mean, is that
right?
Okay.
Should we just talk about this?
Yes. Should they just both be honest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save some time and a ton of money and just blurt it out.
They both enjoy horseback riding. That's all.
Oh, Rob, you went there.
Very good, Rob.
Was he marrying Princess Anne?
Yes.
She was ugly.
No, but I got to encourage these people. You gotta come clean. And if it's, you know, breaking the hose over bros, I don't know how that would work when it comes to women and men. But just spoil that little surprise for him. Let him know, because if they don't get married, then you're saving him Valentine's Day for forever and ever. Yeah. And if they do get married and it turns out that they're both lying to each other, then it's a marriage based on equal lies.
Who are these people who think somebody wants to marry a virgin? You know, I mean, it's like, you know, you were talking about disc golf. Do you want to
pick? Oh, my God, shut up. We're not all virgins. Just a few of us.
No, but I mean, do you want to pick a partner who's never played? I mean, yeah. if you're, do you want somebody to play pool with who's never picked up a pool cue?
If there's money on the line. I want someone who's a slut of a pool player.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I get I know it's a nice thing and people want to save themselves, but
it's not realistic.
No.
And like I said, that's mostly a guy thing.
Yeah.
They want to be like the guy, the man.
Yeah.
I want to be the first in, and that's a fantasy I think all guys
have. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know. Well, you just got to get over that.
But then when the oral is
bad. But if you're a guy that's putting in the effort to stay a virgin till you're married.
Sure.
That's a deal breaker, right?
It's yes.
Right?
Yeah,
think about that. I mean,
you're
going to be truly like, you and I would be like, "Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I was a virgin, you're not. I love you. Let's move on."
Sure.
But
this
when
dude.
You're really into it,
and you're Tim Tebow.
Yeah, you're Tim Tebow. You're gonna be like, sorry.
Or if you're the eternal dragon guardian of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also
a virgin.
Purely speculation.
Also
a virgin.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, so you're saying that the guy should tell his buddy.
Yes.
Even though his
now
wife.
Text him.
Now, his wife told him in confidence.
Right.
Does he not respect that confidence?
No? I have a theory on that. She didn't tell him in confidence.
Oh,
she told him, and this was a, hey, you should probably let him know.
Because
one of those things,
if
she really wanted that to be in confidence, then you die with that. You know, you don't share other people's sins.
Yeah. Good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is what would...
And now you've learned your wife can't keep a secret. I think the whole moral of the story is don't share anything you don't want getting out with your wife.
Well, don't share anything with that guy's wife. If you're friends with that guy's wife, don't tell her anything.
You have officially been saved by WAAF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.